Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I always say we have the greatest listeners anywhere. In under 60 seconds, I got 30 texts on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line at 504-260-1870 to remind me that the name of the game was Spy Hunter, where you could oil slick and smoke screen and use other gadgets. I think they even had blades that popped out from your wheel rims to flatten the vehicle's tires next to you. Yes, thank you. Spy Hunter was the game we were thinking of. I appreciate you are the best listeners anywhere. I'm Dave Cohen, in for Tommy Tucker. We're joined now by Loyola Law Professor Dane Ciolino. Morning, Dane. How you doing?
Just fine. How are you?
Finally, the rain stopped. Sunday was beautiful. I'll take this cold weather over that rainy weather that seemed to never end anytime.
Absolutely.
Yes. I kept telling people, I'm not a tree. They're like, yeah, but we needed the rain. Yeah, well, I'm not a tree. So there is that. But my trees did need the rain, so I'm sure they're grateful for it. Dan, a lot of talk over the last week or so about this operation that the U.S. Border Patrol is carrying out here in Greater New Orleans and really across Louisiana, with a targeted goal of arresting 5,000 illegal immigrants in Louisiana during this operation. And it's raised a lot of questions and conversations about the legal tactics and what is legal and what is not for federal agents and, for that matter, any other police officers to use. So we wanted to have you on to kind of clarify some of that. We have seen for many, many years, really forever in law enforcement, undercover operations where police officers approach criminals or suspected criminals and do not identify themselves as police until the very last second when they go to enact an arrest. Many people, though, are critical of U.S. Border Patrol for pulling up in unmarked vans or SUVs, jumping out in uniforms that don't clearly identify themselves immediately, and effectuating, if not detainments, actual arrests. Is what Border Patrol is doing here in New Orleans right now legal under the guidelines established by the U.S. Constitution and the state of Louisiana?
Yeah, the short answer is absolutely yes. I mean, there's nothing unlawful, unconstitutional about law enforcement conducting covert undercover type operations. I mean, that's been going on for forever. As far as law enforcement is concerned, there's no duty of law enforcement to show a badge or otherwise reflect that they are acting in their capacity as law enforcement officers. And in fact, if they had some sort of duty to do that, it would really impede their ability to conduct operations. So the short answer to that is, even though I know there have been calls from as recently as the last couple of days from the New Orleans City Council, or at least members of the council, to have law enforcement show themselves as such, not wear masks, and those sorts of things, they have no legal or constitutional obligation to do that.
When they actually make the arrest, when they actually detain someone, handcuff them, and put them into a vehicle, prior to that, At what point do they have to, or do they have to identify themselves? And in what point in that chain of events do they have to administer the Miranda rights that we all know so well?
Yeah, I'm not aware of any accusation that any law enforcement officials are not identifying themselves at the time of the arrest. So I don't think that, as a practical matter, is really an issue. And as to their obligations to read the Miranda warnings to an arrestee, they don't have to do that unless they plan on conducting a custodial interrogation. Miranda certainly requires, as a prerequisite to a in-custody interrogation by law enforcement, that those rights be read and that they be waived by the arrestee before any subsequent confession can be admissible in court. But the short answer is, unless they are planning to conduct such a custodial interrogation, they don't have an obligation to read Miranda rights.
We're talking with Dane Ciolino, Loyola Law Professor. When we get back, I'm going to ask him about some U.S. citizens that say they have been approached by masked, unidentified individuals jumping out of SUVs or vans. Where is there a difference, and is there a line, and do we have an obligation as U.S. citizens to prove we're U.S. citizens if questioned by federal authorities? We'll ask Dane that after we check on WWL traffic. With Loyola Law Professor Dane Ciolino about U.S. Border Patrol's activities in Greater New Orleans. They're looking to arrest 5,000 illegal immigrants during this operation in Louisiana. Dane, there have been some concerns raised about these masked, not clearly identified U.S. agents jumping out of unmarked vehicles and approaching individuals to try and determine their legality in this country. And J.P. Morrell, the president of the New Orleans City Council, had said he was concerned that someone who does not know who they are and who is a legally carrying individual with a handgun could attempt to stand their ground, and we could have some kind of a showdown or shootout as a result. Your thoughts on the legal issues surrounding that feared scenario that we've been hearing from J.P. Morrell?
Yeah, that's certainly hypothetically possible. I'm not aware of any officers being harmed because of that. I think it remains just a hypothetical concern. I would be surprised if officers would refuse to identify themselves at some point where they believe that a suspect was armed with some sort of weapon of assault, a gun or a knife or something along those lines. I would be very surprised if the officers didn't identify themselves under that circumstance. So, yeah, I mean, it's certainly a hypothetical problem. I'm not aware of any situation where that hypothetical has come into a situation where it occurred.
Now, we've also heard, though, of U.S. citizens being approached by Border Patrol agents. What, as a U.S. citizen, should you do in that situation? I mean, I have a driver's license, which I don't know if that legally establishes that I'm a U.S.-born citizen or not. I don't have papers to prove I'm a citizen of the United States. If they were to, and they probably wouldn't, but if they were to approach me or anybody who's listening, what should we do and how do we prove that we are a citizen?
Yeah, the police can't detain you for any period of time unless they at least have reasonable suspicion to believe that you have violated some criminal or immigration law of the state or the federal government. So you certainly have no obligation to talk to any police officers if there's no reasonable grounds for them to stop you in the first place. That's the short answer. As far as how do you prove your citizenship, I mean, obviously a passport would do that.
Who carries that around all the time?
Yeah. I believe, though, I'm not certain that a Louisiana driver's license might do that, but I'm just not sure about that.
Yeah, and it's not something that here that we normally have had to deal with historically. Any other legal issues that you see that need to be addressed as we talk about the attempt on U.S. Border Patrol to arrest 5,000 illegal immigrants in Louisiana during this operation?
Yeah, I mean, if the officers do have reasonable suspicion to stop and question you, because based on the totality of the circumstance, you might fit some profile for being in the United States illegally, you do have an obligation to stop and at least respond to their basic questions, or else they could detain you for a longer period of time. And if that longer detention leads the officers to gather more evidence that there's probable cause to believe you're in the country illegally, then you can be detained.
But bottom line, you don't see any trends of illegal activity of Border Patrol agents during this operation in Louisiana thus far?
Certainly nothing that's been reported is actually happening rather than being hypothetically possible.
Dan, we always appreciate your expertise. We appreciate it here on WWL. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Loyola Law Professor Dane Ciolino. I'm Dave Cohen in for Tommy Tucker. When we come back after the news, we've got Tulane sideline reporter coming on. Do they have a new coach at Tulane? And can they win at Ole Miss as 16.5-point underdogs? We're talking Tulane in the playoffs after the news. Tulane football is in the college football playoff for the first time in this new playoff scenario with 12 teams competing for a national championship. I'm not sure what a hell of a hullabaloo exactly is, but I know we'll have one on our hands if Tulane beats Ole Miss in Oxford and advances to play in the Sugar Bowl against Georgia on the road to the national championship on New Year's Day. To help us talk about what's going on with the Green Wave, Maddie Hudak, the Tulane sideline reporter. Hey, Maddie.
Hey, how's it going?
Yeah, man, what a great run this is for the Green Wave, huh?
Yeah, I mean, if you told me when I took this job 5 years ago and then they won two games in my first season that they'd be in the college football playoff, you know, just 5 years later, I would have thought you were ridiculous. And then, you know, here we are.
Yeah, here we are, winning the conference championship as underdogs at Yulman. How crazy was that, and how much fun did you have on the sideline?
It was really fun, and, you know, as much as it, you know, I know that, like, betting line-wise, they were underdogs. I'll say the second that kickoff really started, it never really felt that way, and I think that's really just the important part of being able to have that home advantage in Yulman Stadium, and then also to just have the experience of knowing what it's like to lose one of those. Especially not on your home turf. I think that really gave Tulane an advantage, and it was cool to really kind of watch that just set in early and never relinquish.
You know, I think about 25, 30 years ago going to the Superdome, which was essentially empty, watching Tulane play in the Dome, and there was nobody there even during the 13-0 season. And then someone says, you know what, we need to build a stadium on campus again. And that's going to lead to a revival of Tulane football. I think there were a lot of doubters then, but now the proof is in the pudding and here we are, huh?
Oh, without question. I mean, I went to Tulane, you know, when Yulman Stadium was actually built. And I remember when I applied there and decided to go that I kind of acknowledged I was, you know, essentially giving up any hopes of, you know, college football experience. And then, you know, they built Yulman. I was abroad the first year I came back, and you could kind of see what the potential was there. But I remember, you know, every game I've gone to is more than the ones I ever got on a bus to go down to the Superdome and attend. And so to really just see how quickly that's really brought the football culture back has been really cool to watch.
And back in.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In force. Now, what do you think about this matchup with Ole Miss? Now, you said you didn't feel like Tulane was an underdog in the conference championship, but 16.5 points. Wow. These odds makers get paid a lot of money to come up with these figures, and they're usually pretty close. That just seems like a mountain of an underdog to be in this game against Ole Miss, which handily defeated the Green Wave earlier this season.
I was going to say, I mean, I absolutely understand why the line is that way. You go off of how the result went down earlier this season. I do think, you know, rematches are just always a dangerous thing. You ever really want to face a team twice for those reasons. And you just look at the Tulane team back in September. I mean, you had Jake Retzloff show up on campus about a month before that game started. And for perspective, that was the first game that he threw a touchdown pass to a wide receiver all season long. It just took this team a little bit of time to really figure out what was happening on the offensive side. And the defensive side, you know, that was one of several offensive tests that they would have throughout the season. And yes, they really, really failed the first one. But it's just, it's such a different team in December, one that's really actually gone through some things and figured it out as a team, than the one that just looked really lost, dazed, and confused on the sideline in Oxford, one that really didn't know each other or know how to play for one another. And I think we'll at least see a lot more inspired football from Tulane in this rematch.
And definitely a different Tulane team, 100% a different Ole Miss team with a different coach, as we know now that they told their coach to hit the road. If you want to go coach at LSU, Lane Kiffin, then you're not coaching our team in the playoffs. And so now they have a interim coach coaching against Tulane in this playoff game. We shall see two very different teams than the last time we met. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to ask Matty Hudak about these reports that Tulane now knows who its next head coach is going to be. We'll talk about that after this WWL traffic. Talking with Matty Hudak, the Tulane sideline reporter, about Tulane being in the playoffs, going on up to Oxford for an opportunity to take on Ole Miss, and if they win, advance to the Sugar Bowl on New Year's Day in the Superdome against Georgia. We'll see how that goes for the Green Wave. In the meantime, it looks like they may have their next head coach on tap. Matty, what can you tell us about Will Hall?
Yeah, I mean, so I've only been around Will Hall for this last season, him coming on as the team's passing game coordinator. But what I will say is when I came on for my first season as a sideline reporter, it was the season right after Will Hall actually left as from the offensive coordinator role to go take the job at Southern Miss. And I really remember just being very taken by how much these guys spoke about a guy that was no longer on staff. And you would ask Michael Pratt kind of who the coordinator was that meant the most to him. It was always Will Hall. He's the one that really developed and cultivated Michael Pratt. Speaking to a lot of the former players as well on Friday, that was kind of who they all really wanted. And so at least, you know, if you're going to listen to the guys that actually played for this program, seems like they all really wanted it to be Hall, at least the guys that have been around him recently.
Well, there was talk about poaching LSU's defensive coordinator, Blake Baker, but when that fell apart, is Hall the second choice, or were those reports maybe overblown, do you think?
I honestly don't know. You know, I think it was easy to kind of see what the potential was there with the Blake Baker hire, and the fact that, you know, ultimately Will Hall has tried and not had a successful stint as a head coach, whereas Blake Baker hasn't had that opportunity yet. So I can see kind of leaning that way with a guy that actually played for the program. It would have had a cool history connecting it, but that process did kind of drag out for whatever reason. They weren't actually able to close the deal with Baker. And so, you know, I think that Will Hall's name was always involved in the process. And I know the internal hire isn't always sexy, but I think that it gives them the best chance of continuity and keeping at least a lot of this championship team and roster and staff together.
All right. Well, but none of this matters right now because John Summerall is staying on as the head coach as long as this playoff run continues, right?
Yeah, no, exactly. So if anything, it's kind of, you know, a little easier way to kind of promote the next guy that's already in the building. But yeah, Summerall will be finishing this out with these guys.
Matty, thank you so much for joining us. Enjoy the ride. You're right. You picked the right time to come on and be the sideline reporter there as you've watched this program grow and ascend to now being in the playoffs. And best of luck to the Green Wave at Ole Miss. Let's hope they can come and play in the Dome again, this time in the Sugar Bowl in a quarterfinal playoff match.
Absolutely, yeah. It's been a blast these last 5 years for sure, so hopefully it continues on this season.
Roll Wave!
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.